Hello, welcome back to Therapy Insiders for the final time in 2015. Urson,
you're dating
Joe,
it.
I am dating it because I think out of all the episodes that I've dated, out of the sins that I've committed in podcasting, I think this is the one that we can date very comfortably. So welcome to the finale episode of Therapy Insiders 2015 and essentially our reflection and thank you episode to everyone. So Joe, Urson, everybody is here for this finale, and I'm excited to look back a little bit. What about you guys?
Excited to excited to look forward too.
Well said. I think it's a balance, kind of looking back, and when you're in it, it's hard to reflect sometimes. And even though it's important, reflection is huge for growth. But when you're kind of in the grind, it's hard to really see the full picture. But now that we're looking back, you know, 46 episodes recorded this year, some incredible guests, you know, from Larry Benz to Stefania Bell to Daniel Pink, Heidi Janenga, Anne Wendell. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I feel like I need to list everybody so I don't miss out anyone and hurt their feelings. But we've had such incredible support from not only our guests, but our listeners as well. I feel like it's been a monumental year for our podcast and for our company, Updoc Media, which was born this year in 2015. So I think looking back, it's Updoc Media came about because of Therapy Insiders and what we really love to do. And a lot of that is because of our listeners. So definitely thank you. Huge thank you to all our listeners for sticking with us, for not going crazy with us in your head and your ears, and really joining in the conversation. So I think that's, to me, that's been one of the coolest things of 2015 so far.
Yeah, I agree with you, Gene. I think back to, you know, just when we started talking. And wondering if anybody would ever listen to it. And I think that one of the validations for me in 2015 is that we've had some real high-level guests that come on the show, and they appreciate the podcast, and they provide good, high-quality content for our listeners. And I just think that it is really cool to interact with the PT profession in that way, and it's been really cool to see it grow and develop, and it's come a long way this year.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that we started off in the year as just one podcast, and you kind of forget. It seems like it's been more than just maybe half a year or so that Updoc Media was formed. So, you know, it's great having formed a media company that's started by PTs, for PTs and like-minded individuals. And the quality of guests we've had on, it does validate the size of our audience. I'm definitely very grateful being able to reach such a wide variety of listeners and people who I wasn't reaching on Facebook or my blog. Or Twitter. It's been a long time, guys, since we've made the 9 listener joke, and you know, our parents. And actually, I've had listeners reach out to me and said that they would get upset every time we made a joke like that. I'm like, oh, you know, we know it's a little bit bigger than that, but we probably didn't really know how big. And you guys got to experience that firsthand at PPS, right?
Yeah, it's funny what Joe said about kind of when we started a couple of years ago doing the podcast. And, you know, I pulled him aside with Jim Meadows, put a microphone in front and said, listen, we're going to do a podcast. And Joe and I did it for a little while and stopped because I had a son and just life happened. And I got an email from somebody saying, hey, guys, where'd you go? I really enjoyed the podcast. And I had this moment of, wow, somebody's actually listening. And it might have been the one person that was listening at that point actually decided to email. So thank you, listener, if that was you a couple of years ago, email me. And so that picked it up again. Two, fast forward to now, or like you said, in PPS, we were walking by and talking and people were stopping and asking, oh, wow, the voice, I recognize the voice from the podcast. And just hearing something like that was just, it was mind-blowing that people were actually listening and recognizing us. And I'm still it's still a bit of a shock, and I think that that's an attest to listeners that are willing to again put up with us one, but are interested in content that's maybe a little bit more in the entertainment realm with really useful guests. Because like we tell all our guests, here's a little inside information before we start the podcast, when guests come on, we tell them that this is not scripted. We don't rehearse. We don't send guests any questions before. We want conversations, and we want genuine conversations, and we go off on tangents, and we're okay with that because that makes it real. And it seems like that's kind of really resonating with some people.
Yeah, nor do we actually do any prep or too much homework on our guests on maybe say things how to pronounce their names correctly, or maybe look at where they're currently working, like Chad Cook, thing details like that that keeps it real.
Sometimes the
I mean, as
imperfections
shocking
are the
as that
perfections.
is. As shocking as that is to all of our listeners, since it sounds so polished when it comes out of the studio, the garage studio.
I was just invited to do another podcast, and they sent me this list of questions, and they're like, "What do you want to talk about?" And here's a list of things that so I can introduce you. I was like, "You guys do homework? You do
Yeah.
show prep? Show prep."
Not quite us, and I think that's more fun. But on the flip side of it, I'm also excited about seeing the podcasts that have popped up in the PT realm as well, and that have been around. And I get this question a lot of how do you deal with the competition? Like, what about the other podcasts? And it's a hard thing to grasp for a lot of people because podcasts are a different beast than everything else, and my whole view on competition is very different anyway. And I talk about the book Zero to One, where Peter Thiel, the co-founder of PayPal, talks about that when you focus so much on competition, you lose your creative drive and your product. And podcasts are very much different because the more good quality podcasts there are, the better it is for us as well. So it's been awesome for me to talk to guys like Jimmy McKay at PT Pinecast. I actually had lunch with him today, who's a great guy and has an awesome podcast. And PT Inquest. Who else has some pretty good podcasts? Adam Meekins with the NAF podcast, the Physio Edge podcast. I mean, all those guys and gals are doing awesome stuff, and it's been cool to see kind of like the podcast movement really hit the PT world as well. Did I miss any? Any other PT podcast? Dustin Jones started one. Who else?
Yeah, Senior Rehab is good. I liked his rebranding. I listened to a few episodes of Pain Science and Sensibility, Sandy Hilton's podcast, and Corey Zimmer, I think. It's either Corey Zimmer or the other guy. Well, I've not done my homework again, but it's a great podcast. As you know, because I'm into the pain science, apparently more than who's hosting the show.
Oh, and Jared Carter, of course. Jared has an awesome cash-based podcast, and Aaron LaBauer, those guys, good friends of ours. So if I missed any PT podcasts, I apologize, but it's been cool to see kind of that movement and our transition to business. I feel like we've really hit our stride, much to the chagrin of Urson. To we definitely have talked probably a lot more business than anything else so far this year, and that's been pretty cool. And what do you think, Joe? Has it helped out at as being a business owner for you?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can bring on guests and get different philosophies on things, I think that helps you. The more contacts that you can have, and the more time that you can spend talking to some really intelligent people, I think that can only help you as a business owner.
Agreed, and I'm sure, Urson. Come on, you have to have benefited some from it, as much as
Oh,
you said in the
I
beginning.
benefit from it. I always just said I like listening. I just don't have much to contribute. That's I somehow run, a few businesses and joined a few businesses this year as well, without having any formal business experience or a business mentor. So, a lot of the concepts these guys talk about, I just think, well, I kind of discovered that. I never read that in a book, or no one ever taught me that. And I don't know. I
They
just
call
feel
that a
like it's a
natural, Urson. They
combination
call
of
that being
both.
a natural.
Yeah,
It
I
just comes
guess.
to you.
I don't know. I guess that's what Gene says.
Yes.
He says there's something about being genuine.
The guy
I don't.
says the guy that owns you might be the only person in the world that I know, at least in my inner circle, that owns more companies than I do.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, people were like, hey, you want to join my company? We like your IP. And I just think about it. I run it by the wife and I say, why not?
Sure. Sign me up.
Seems like an okay thing. And then, we ask someone else, like, hey, do you want, we do this for a business. Do you need any help? We have all these consulting. And then they list all these possible things that could happen, why that may or may not work. And I just think, wow, I really jump into things like head first without thinking about it. Like, you guys are like, hey, do you want to join a podcast? I'm like, sure. I never listened to it, but it seems like a great idea. Because I
And
kind
it
of
worked
almost
out.
listened to the ones that I did before I joined, but I'm kind of like, I lived it. I don't really need to listen to it.
You were there. You lived in the moment. So
Yeah,
yeah,
but I
that's
mean, when
been
you guys talk about have, I'm jealous. Have you know you guys have had business mentors, and I'm jealous for that. So it's as close as I get to having a business mentor. Not to interrupt you.
No, that you not interrupting, any of us not interrupting, that's not how we would close out this episode. God forbid, us not interrupting. But yeah, I think that's in a quick kind of summary, I think that's been an awesome kind of a blur of 2015 with everything going on. And so I say, how about we close it out with some stuff that we're excited for 2016.
Go ahead, Gene. What are you excited for?
I'm excited for the transition of Updoc Media. I'm excited for kind of where we're headed with the marketing and the consulting and working with business owners in the health field and helping them kind of up their business game. Because coming out of school, you're a clinician that wants to be in business, or a clinician that somehow gets into business. You're not necessarily a business person that gets into the clinic. So it's kind of, I'm excited to know Ben Fung, our partner at Updoc. We're both really excited to kind of bring a different perspective to PT business owners. And I'm excited on the media side of Updoc Media and transitioning to doing some more video and that kind of multimedia, which we started with our Star Wars movie, which was fun to do and awesome. And again, thank you to all that. And strategic partnerships, as many companies as Urson is getting into, we wouldn't be where we are without some good strategic partners. And definitely our biggest one being WebPT, who was a sponsor, and really good friends with Heidi and Jenny and Paul and the whole gang at WebPT, who you might the listeners don't know this, is I mean, we're pretty strict with our sponsors. And WebPT is such a class A organization from everything they do. They're just genuine people, and it's been a good fit, and it's been awesome working with them, and I'm looking forward to that in 2016 as well. What about you guys?
Yeah, I look forward to being able to bring new products to the table as far as helping to, like you said, provide different resources. But I think that one thing that we really are a good resource for is the student population. I think we have a strong following of PT students, and I look at 2016, and I see us being able to build on that and to really help some students that are coming out and just entering the profession, giving them some perspective, and I'm ready to do that.
Yeah, I think that one of the things we don't do enough, and I've been told this repeatedly by people who are big fans, is that we don't plug enough. And I think that, we're all in business, and I am excited to bring the services that we can bring with our team, not only us three, but Ben and other people on our team like Jerry and and Wendell, we have a very unique strategic partnership with like-minded individuals that can help. And I think that, whether you're a PT student or a new grad or even someone like Gina said, he talked to many, many different business owners, people who've owned 50 companies and people who only own one small private practice, and they all have the same pain points. I mean, every business has the same pain points. And I think that we can help you through some of that. And our strength currently, being media and as business and business focused. And we have clinical strengths too. We do clinical mentoring and offer some clinical courses. But I think that there's plenty of that to go around, and there's not too many PT media focused companies. And I think that almost every business can use help with social media and media in general.
Yeah, that pretty much
Amen.
sums it up. Way to close it out, Urson. And so it's been awesome chatting with you, gentlemen. Urson, getting to know you a lot more. Joe's one of my closest friends in the world, so it's been awesome, doing some business stuff with him, because I know being in school we always talked about something like this. So it's been just fun, a lot of fun for me. And having you come down, Urson, here as well. And I truly consider you one of my good friends at this point as well. So there's nothing like doing something you enjoy with really good friends. So it's been awesome
That's
sharing this with
right.
you guys.
Yeah, I missed the crab cakes already. Seriously, man, those are like the best crab cakes in the world. They're so crabby, I guess I could say.
They are crabby. They're qu
They're
quite
so
crabby.
crabby. They're full of
Well, good.
crab.
I'm glad
My
you
gosh.
treated him well there, Gene. That's good.
I
I
know
thought
how to
two
make it
wouldn't be enough,
worthwhile.
Joe. It turns out two was enough.
Worth the trip. So there you go. If you ever come down to the Garage Series courses that we have, you can come get crab cakes, the best crab cakes in the world.
Yeah, I don't know more. I don't know any more about Chipotle. Just the weekend after the Triple Meat Challenge, there was like that 180 people or something, like 100 people got food poisoning in Boston.
Yeah, and
So I
Chipotle
just count
started
myself
closing
lucky.
stores down.
Right?
Well, you're still alive, so it all worked
Yes,
out.
still alive. Apparently, so are all those people too, but it probably wouldn't have been great if I had come home with food poisoning.
I can't wait to see what kind of challenge we come up with in 2016 for us, the next bet of 2016.
It's Gene eats greens
Hey, I eat
for a
greens.
Oh.
day. No meat for 2 days.
Whoa. Whoa, I had bacon today
Or
for
eggs.
dinner. Well, guys, it's been a fun 2015, and 2016 I have a feeling is going to be even more fun and a new adventure. So look forward to chatting with you in 2016, and same thing to our listeners. As always, thank you so much. It's been an incredible year, mostly thanks to you, as we've said, to all our guests that have been on. Thank you for taking the time, and those of you that are glutton for punishment for coming on more than once, that's even more special and slightly crazy. And we'll talk to you guys in 2016. Have a happy new year. Hope the holidays are going well. Stay safe and healthy.
Happy
All
New
right.
Year. If I could look
Thanks,
into my
guys.
crystal ball,
Happy New Year.
yeah. If I could look into my crystal ball, I would say that I think our next guest is an awesome guest, but I can't really be sure.
I think you will be correct. And on that, Happy New Year.